Hi, welcome to the very first episode of One Question. I'm Leah Farmer, and every Sunday I'll bring you one question that's worth sitting with. Nothing to solve, no rush, just sitting with it and letting it work on you a little bit. Today's question is one that I come back to all the time. If you know me, you know that I do not like post-it notes on my desk. They are an abomination. However, this one question has been on a post-it note on my desk for several years now. It's old, it's wrinkly, it's yellow, it's ready to be rewritten. However, it lives there permanently because it's an important question for me. The question is, how do I want my life to feel? This question came to me from my badass therapist, Allie Clark from West Seattle. And I've really been living with it ever since. I didn't always think this way. I didn't always even consider that my life should feel a certain way and that my decisions should move me in the direction of how I want my life to feel. For a long time, I really shaped my life, like many of you out there listening, many women for sure, around how I wanted everyone else to feel or how they wanted to feel. Growing up, my family wanted silence, so I was quiet. My ex wanted me to be sweet in public and a bit wild in private, and that was exhausting because it was still a role I was playing. I was part of church for a lot of years, and they expected all of my sweat equity, all of my effort and service, but total submission and silence from my voice. And I've worked for at least one CEO, more than one, let's be honest, who really wanted me to wrap my entire identity around his startup, his business, his ego. And the truth is, I did it. I kept everyone happy. I mean, maybe not everyone, but I tried. And then I completely burned out. And I'm saying like flamed out. It wasn't some dramatic explosion. It was more like a long, slow leak across years until I really had nothing left. I left a job and I found that I was just done. I was over it. And I really didn't know if I was ever going to recover. I was like, okay, it's time to get a new career. I will need to go work in a flower shop or be a barista because I have nothing left to give. My brain is toast. So what did I do? I went to coach training. Not because I was like, oh, I'm going to be a full-time coach. At the time, I was coaching a few people on the side around product management, but I really went to coach training to figure out who the hell I was. And I found something interesting. I think so much of the time we try to find the new me. I didn't find the new me. I found me, the me inside there that was buried under roles and responsibility and expectations. The me that really needed to start asking better questions. Not what should I do? What do people need from me? What do I want? But how do I want my life to feel? That one question has become a compass for me. I started running everything through it. And when I say everything, I mean everything. Every yes, every no, every maybe. I would ask more questions like, does this make my life feel spacious? Does it make me feel free? Does it feel true? Does it feel like me? How does my body feel when I'm making this decision? That one question really led me out of burnout. It wasn't easy. It wasn't overnight, but it led me out of that locked up, I'm done, I've got nothing else to give place. It led me to a business I love. It led me to a calmer nervous system and a life that feels more like home. So today I want to offer you that question. How do you want your life to feel? Not what do you want to achieve, not who do you want to impress, not how much money do you want to make, not what milestone are you supposed to hit next, but how do you want your life to feel? Let that be the question that you walk with this week. Write it on a post-it note, stick it on your mirror, or just whisper it to yourself in the morning or a few times throughout the day when you're making a decision. Use it as a compass. How do I want my life to feel? In the meantime, I'll be back next Sunday with another question. Until then, be very, very kind to yourself and keep asking better questions.